Is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Since the rebel coup, Syrians are looking through prisons, hoping they'll find their son, a missing American journalist, Austin Tice, his mom.
We're feeling very hopeful. You know, we're making sure that our arms are warmed up to get a big hug.
The U.S. is working to bring home a newly released American imprisoned in Syria for 7 months, Travis Timmerman, his parents.
It was great.
I'm like, this is going to be the best Christmas ever.
Yes.
There is no evidence that drones seen in parts of New Jersey at night are a threat or come from a foreign source, say the FBI and Homeland Security and White House National Security official John Kirby. Mine Hill, New Jersey Mayor Sam Morris.
When he says we don't have information that these are credible threats or various things, it's because we have no information. So if you have no information, you certainly can say whatever you want about what's being presented to you.
Wall Street's major indexes closed lower after a report on inflation was higher. This is ABC News. Money talks, says ABC's Alex Stone.
It's been over a week since convicted murderer Cesar Hernandez ran away from a guard during a visit to court for a hearing. He was in court on charges involving having a deadly weapon and having a controlled substance in prison. Now the U.S. Marshals are offering a $5,000 reward for his capture. The California Department of Corrections says Hernandez was put into leg and waist restraints before he left prison. The guards involved have been reassigned and the escape is being investigated. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An unusual invitation from the president-elect, ABC's Mary Bruce.
Donald Trump has invited Chinese President Xi to attend his inauguration next month, an unusual move, and he also plans to invite other world leaders as well. But we've just learned that Chinese President Xi is declining that invitation, though he could send another high-level official in his place.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops, the Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander, back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter and Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, to low of 0 to 5 below. Mostly sunny, not as cold tomorrow, a high near 20. A wintry mix possible tomorrow night, then rain as we look into Saturday afternoon, and warmer through the weekend. Right now, it's zero.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulationary to break down all the news, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Yes, and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Friday, it's the day before Friday, of course. Welcome back. Welcome to Thursday. Luigi Mangione, is he America's new John Dillinger? We got some special music for you with regard to that, too. It's going to be a hoot. Also, where is the corporate killing reckoning? I mean, you know, we're going after this guy who killed the CEO. What about the people who were killed by CEOs? When do we start talking about that? Also, how much money has gone into the pockets of the health insurance industry that could instead have, you know, like, paid for health care? And the final betrayal. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema just stuck us all in the back with a knife, metaphorically, of course. At least any working people in America, particularly working people who are in or want to be in unions. I'll tell you about that. And Chris Wray, is he gumming up the works on his way out? He's being condemned for saying that he's going to resign. I have a slightly different take on this I'm going to share with you. We got a lot to talk about in this first hour. No guests. Oh, we do have one guest today, Amy Vanderpool. In the second hour of our program, Russia's favorite asset, Donald Trump, has been busy in ways that the U.S. media is stupidly ignoring. I'm just blown away that this story about Donald Trump and Putin and Viktor Orban, well, I'll get to it in a second. Viktor Orban just went down to Mar-a-Lago and they had a one-hour-long conversation with Vladimir Putin. Did you hear about that anywhere? I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program in more detail. Also, Canada threatens to cut off electricity to the United States if we impose tariffs on them. Oh, this could get interesting. In our third hour, Amy Vanderpool is going to drop by on a theory about why Trump won that I think makes a lot of sense. Also, it looks like Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, according to their dad, Donald, might not be citizens of the United States. Should they start learning the Czech language? Also, a crazy alert, in Texas, you may not own more than 6 dildos. Why? It's like, what? All right, we got a lot to talk about today. My opening rant here, my daily take, is, of course, published over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Luigi Mangione, America's New John Dillinger. And, I've mentioned this briefly in passing over the last couple of days, and I talked about it on MSNBC with Joy Reid, and I talked about it last night here on SiriusXM with, my friend and colleague Dean Obidala, whose name always, anyway. And that is that Luigi Mangione is, in my opinion, the John Dillinger of our day. Now, everybody is all, hysterical about, why does everybody love Luigi Mangione? Is it that he's a hunk? Is it that he's got, washboard abs? Is that he's a wealthy young man? What is it? What's the deal? And you've got all these pontificators on television going, well, yeah, they liked Ted Bundy, too. No, not so much. Yeah, there were a few crazies, but nothing like what we're seeing right now. And to understand what we're seeing right now, I think you have to understand what's going on. And I think Donald Trump ties into this. Donald Trump and Luigi Mangione are both people who are willing to kill people to change society. They're both revolutionaries. Donald Trump killed three police officers and five civilians on January 6th in order to try to change society, to try to turn us into a fascist nation, which he's going to do next month to the best of his efforts. And Luigi Mangione, of course, killed one CEO to try to bring attention to America's healthcare crisis. But that's really where the similarities end. Now, if you go back and look at the 20s and 30s, in the 1920s, the Roaring Twenties, you had three consecutive Republican administrations, Harding, Coolidge, and Hoover, who cut taxes from 91% down to 25% and massively deregulated the banking and investment industries. And the result of that was the great crash of October 1929, which kicked off what was referred to by two generations of Americans as the Republican Great Depression. My mom's family, I mentioned this yesterday, my mom's family had owned some substantial property in Charlevoix, Michigan, when she was very young. When the banks went out in 29, now this was a year or two before my mother was born, but when the banks went down in 1929, they wiped out my mother's family's wealth. And they ended up having to sell everything. I mean, my grandmother, who I remember, my grandfather died from the stress of all this. He died when my mother was 13. I never knew my grandfather on my mom's side. But my grandmother always lived in a rented apartment. I mean, you know, she was the town clerk in Charlevoix, Michigan, for most of her life, you know, which wasn't a terrible job, but, you know, they had lost everything. And my mother always distrusted banks and hated banksters, you know, for that reason. I heard these stories. Well, my mom wasn't alone in this. You know, Americans across the board hated the banks. In the 1930s, the banks were screwing Americans like nobody's business. And that's why we got the FDIC. That's why we got all these banking laws in the mid-1930s, you know, that FDR put into place, was to stop the banks from abusing us. But while the banks were abusing us, who were the heroes in American pop culture? Just think about it for a moment. John Dillinger, Pretty Boy Floyd, Babyface Nelson, Bonnie and Clyde, Ma Barker and her Barker Carpus gang. They were the heroes. We made movies out of them. They were on the front pages of the newspapers. Americans loved them. They cheered them on. Books were made, you know, written about them. Why? Because they were robbing banks and killing bankers. Now, I'm not saying that was a good thing. What I'm saying is it shouldn't surprise us at all that Luigi Mangione, who killed a CEO of today's equivalent of the banks of 1920, in other words, today's biggest major industry that is literally causing Americans to die, that is destroying families. 500,000 Americans last year had to declare medical bankruptcy. Most of them were insured. Luigi Mangione is the John Dillinger of this generation. It's that simple. Now, where does that leave Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump is also trying to be the John Dillinger of this generation. He's the guy who's saying, I'm the bad boy who's going to come in and make things better for you all by taking down the status quo, right? His sales pitch is very similar. The problem is Mangione actually identified a parasitic industry that needs reform. Donald Trump just lied to us, him and all his people. You know, it's the trans people who are hurting you. It's the gay people who are hurting you. It's the immigrants who are hurting you. It's the black people who are hurting you. It's the women who are hurting you. No, it's not. It's the billionaires who are hurting us. But Donald Trump succeeded in selling this thing, and we'll talk, you know, a little later on with Amy Vanderpool about this. But, you know, Donald Trump succeeded in selling this myth, and he's going to have a real challenge when he starts governing. Because he told us he would fix something that was not broken. I mean, I get it that the American economy has been largely rigged by Reaganomics, but you know, it was rigged through austerity and basically neoliberalism and low taxes on rich people. And what is Trump's answer? More austerity and more low taxes on rich people. So what's going to happen when Trump comes into office? I think he's going to have a real challenge here. I don't think people are going to be with him. In fact, I think he's going to have a recession. Every time, and Larry from Los Angeles points this out often when he calls in, Bill Clinton did not have a recession. Barack Obama did not have a recession. Joe Biden did not have a recession. Why? Because all three of them raised taxes on rich people, which strengthens the economy. Ronald Reagan had a recession. George Herbert Walker Bush had a recession. George W. Bush had a recession. And Donald Trump had a recession. Why? Because they all cut taxes on rich people, which produces recessions. And Trump now says he's going to give another $7 trillion to his rich friends. So get ready. The bottom line here is that I don't think that, where I kind of started this out, is the New York Times yesterday and a whole bunch of media were talking about, oh, well, as CEOs across the country are doubling up on security. Really, the only CEOs who I think, are in the crosshairs in terms of public hate are health insurance industry CEOs, and they probably would be wise to increase their security. I mean, just given what just happened, I would if I was one of them. But, the rest of the CEOs, not so much. I don't think anybody's, gunning for the CEO of United Airlines or, Gerber Baby Foods. But wait until Trump screws the country. Wait until Trump produces a recession. Wait until Trump crashes the economy. Then you may have more CEOs who have, some legitimate concerns about public outrage. Not to mention Mr. Trump himself. So we'll see where how this all plays out. But I just wanted to lay out that, I'm a big fan of history, as you know. My dad wanted to be a history professor and kind of, infected me with a love of history. And I am so seeing, it's kind of the fourth turning. This is the 80-year cycle, right? It's repeating itself right now.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. I've got a little more to share with you. Where is the corporate killing reckoning? An incredible song on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. This is so cool. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. And on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even your stress management. I was astonished when I first started using it. What a treat to know exactly how my body's metabolism is running. Lumen gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you always know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. I've made changes in my eating habits based on its feedback. So stay on track with your health this holiday season. Go to lumen.me/Hartman, lumen.me/Hartman with two N's at the end to get 15% off your Lumen. Lumen makes a great gift, too. So to get 15% off this new handheld metabolic coach, go to lumen.me/Hartman. Headlines explode.
A CEO falls on a darkened road. Luigi Mangiani, a name making waves, but the line between hero and outlaw caves. Some call it justice, some call it a crime. A desperate act in a desperate time. He struck at a system that's broken and cold, but the cost of rebellion is a story retold. Luigi Mangiani, America's shadow name, a symbol of fury, but not without blame. In the fight against greed, the lines blur fast. A hero to some, but how long can it last? Insurance giants with profits so high, denying the sick while the desperate die. Mangiando's actions lit a fire in the night, but can violence ever truly set things right? The anger is real, the pain runs deep. Families struggle while the powerful sleep. Yet the path he's chosen leaves questions behind. Is justice achieved when it's vengeance defined? Luigi Mangione, America's shadow name, a symbol of fury.
Welcome back. So where is our corporate reckoning? Kasim Rashid publishes a newsletter over on Substack, Q-A-S-I-M-R-A-S-H-I-D. He's an attorney. And he writes, for generations, corporations have gotten away with literally killing Americans, yet not one executive has ever gone to prison. He says, let's address this. If we agree that murder is wrong, then when it's done under the, you know, under the rubric of corporate behavior, shouldn't people go to prison? Isn't it equally immoral? He notes, you know, United Healthcare, obviously, people have died as a result of decisions made by United Healthcare. That's well documented. Johnson & Johnson, for example, for decades knew that their baby powder had asbestos in it, and they knew that it caused cancer and other horrific health conditions, that it was killing women and children. And but they continued to produce it, even as their customers got sick and died. And who could forget that Ford knew that the Pinto was a mobile firebomb, and made the mathematical decision that it was less expensive to pay settlements to people whose families had died as a result of the car than it was to fix the problem with the gas tank. There were 27 confirmed deaths from that decision, and no Ford executives ever went to prison. The Sackler family of Purdue Pharma illegally pushed opioids into the market, knowing full well it would result in addiction and opioid deaths. And how many Sackler family members have gone to prison? None. How many Purdue Pharma executives have gone to prison? None. He notes, if the punishment for a crime is a fine, then that law exists only for the poor. And that's, it's like, that is so true. If the only punishment for killing Americans, which these corporations have all done, is a fine, then that's our society, our government's way of saying, you know, we're only going to put people in prison when they kill people if they're poor. If you're rich and you kill people for money, see, if you're poor and you kill people for money, you're called a hitman. If you're rich and you kill people for money using your corporation, you're called a CEO. You're given millions and millions of dollars a year. You live in a mansion. You fly on private jets. And if you get caught, your company pays a fine on your behalf. I mean, there's real anger out here. The Lancet estimates that 68, this is the British Medical Journal, 68,000 Americans die every year because of health, a lack of health care or denied health care from insurance corporations. I mean, you know, since the Supreme Court has said that corporations are persons, why is it that they're allowed to commit intentional murder? Inquiring minds want to know. I'll be back with you about the health insurer's $371 billion windfall.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And after another short rant, I'll be picking up your call, so stay with us.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Since the rebel coup, Syrians are looking through prisons, hoping they'll find their son, a missing American journalist, Austin Tice, his mom.
We're feeling very hopeful. We're making sure that our arms are warmed up to get a big hug.
The U.S. is working to bring home a newly released American imprisoned in Syria for 7 months, Travis Timmerman, his parents.
It was great.
I'm like, this is going to be the best Christmas ever.
Yes.
There's no evidence that drones seen in parts of New Jersey at night are a threat or come from a foreign source, say the FBI and Homeland Security and White House National Security official John Kirby. Mine Hill, New Jersey Mayor Sam Morris.
When he says we don't have information that these are credible threats or various things, it's because we have no information. So if you have no information, you certainly can say whatever you want about what's being presented to you.
Wall Street's major indexes closed lower after a report on inflation was higher. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news, the great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter in Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies in the overnight as temperatures tumble to around 5 below. Thankfully, our winds light. On Friday, increasing clouds, highs near the 20-degree mark. Friday night, there will be a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain developing. It's zero at our studios.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Nikki Zurjev and I talk about our favorite comedies. Brittany Merlot gives us an overview of the weather this winter. And Terry Barr brings the tunes on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Outlaw's Tale. John Dillinger, a legend prevails.
A magnet for headlines, a media star. His face was famous both near and far.
Why'd they make him enemy number one? To hide the guilt of what they've done. They fed the people tales and crime to blind them to the bigger signs. John Dillinger, the outlaw's tale. John Dillinger, a legend prevails. Give the public a thrilling chase. John Dillinger, babyface. Anything to keep their eyes off the ones who cause the lies. As tycoons dined on riches stolen, the press turned John into their omen. John Dillinger, the outlaw's tale. John Dillinger,
oh, yes,
John
indeed. Dillinger. All right, health insurance, $371 billion windfall, $371 billion in profits. This is leftover money after they've paid, you know, after they've after the health insurance companies have written the checks to pay for your health care. They had $371 billion left over since Obamacare came into being in 2010. Meanwhile, American families' health insurance premiums are now averaging $26,000 per family per year. I mean, it's one of my biggest expenses, right? We pay health insurance for our full-time employees. It's crazy. $9 trillion in revenue since the Affordable Care Act was passed. $9 trillion has gone to United Health Group, Cigna, Kaiser Permanente, Elevance Health, Blue Cross Blue Shield, CVS Health, et cetera, Aetna. 62% of Americans believe it's the responsibility of the federal government to make sure all Americans have health insurance. The CEOs, as of 2023, the CEOs of the five largest health insurers roughly made $75 million together in combined compensation. Where'd that money come from? Saying, no, we're not going to give your kid a liver transplant. It's crazy. Health insurance premiums went up 6% this year. Inflation wasn't 6%. Inflation was only 2.5% this year. And yet, since 2014, the average family's premium has risen 52%. And there is $88 billion worth of medical debt on individuals' credit reports right now. Incredible. Also, just two other quick stories here I wanted to share with you. Number one, yesterday, Joe Biden, it wasn't yesterday that he made the appointment, but yesterday the Senate considered Joe Biden's appointment for the head of the National Labor Relations Board, a new member of the National Labor Relations Board. And if the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats right now, had approved this nominee, then we would control the National Labor Relations Board for at least the first few years of the Trump administration, which is a good thing. The National Labor Relations Board protects workers. Keep in mind, you know, billionaires like Elon Musk. Well, remember Elon Musk and Donald Trump when they did that thing on X, when they did that little online, whatever they called it. Trump was praising Musk for preventing unions. Oh, they want a union? You just fire them. Ha, 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 ha. Right. So this would have been a great thing for American workers had the Senate yesterday put Joe Biden's nominee in on the NLRB. But instead, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, two turncoat traitors who have just done so much damage to America, refusing to allow the passage of the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the legislation that would have basically reversed Citizens United. These two insanely corrupt Democrats on the take, both now very wealthy. Kyrsten Sinema, of course, didn't start out that way. They said no. And of course, Charlie Kirk, you know, the right wing guy, said, "Great news! Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema blocked Democrat activist Lauren McFerrin's renomination to the National Labor Relations Board. Trump and Republican-controlled Senate will now be able to confirm two nominees to the board, giving them a one-seat advantage." And he's right. I mean, he's cheering it. But. And finally, I just wanted to note, Christopher Wray resigned yesterday afternoon. And I'm seeing all these hot takes all across the media about, you know, "Oh, this is terrible, and he never should have done this." Yeah, I think he did the right thing. And the reason why is because if he hadn't resigned, if he had waited and let Trump fire him, then Trump could have put Kash Patel in without a Senate hearing. He could have said, "Hey, there's a sudden vacancy in the FBI. We're going to put an acting director in there. And that acting director can act for 180 days and can be renewed for another 180 days, if my recollection is correct. So we got a, you know, you got a year of Kash Patel, whether you like it or not, to just rip the agency apart with no oversight from the Senate." Well, now that Christopher Wray has said that he's going to resign, Donald Trump cannot put in an acting director. He's going to have to put in a director who is either confirmed by the Senate or that he puts in through a recess appointment, if John Thune and the Senate will go along with that. It's mostly going to be up to John Thune. So, you know, this is sometimes things aren't exactly the way that the media tells you or aren't, you know, how everybody thinks they are, for what it's worth. All right, what's on your mind today? Picking up your calls here, Katie in Jamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I've got three quick. In fact, I thought this was maybe a Friday call, but your screener said, "Yeah, go ahead." So just three quick things. For our wonderful people who listen to your program, please walk, at least for part of it. With all of this stuff, I've been walking while I've been on hold. Small thing, don't sit. Definitely don't walk if you're driving a truck, Maverick, or, you know, if you're at work. But that's easy. The second thing is everybody buying Pennsy Spice? Do you know that company,
yes.
Tom?
Yeah, it's a great progressive
okay.
company.
Okay, so I'd love to see that in Sue's stack.
Yeah.
I've been getting stuff from them for years without even realizing that they were so politically
active.
Oh,
and they had great fresh spices.
I mean, they're terrific.
Yeah.
And they sell some merch. And so, yeah, I want to see, you know, and Harris went there and they got boycotted, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they had a thing about, "Republicans, please leave. We're fine without you." And the third thing is lightweight but funny. It's anything. It's the redneck liberal. Are you familiar with him, Trey
yeah.
Crowder?
Yeah, he's all over social media. Yeah, he's
okay.
Good.
So you know, I live in little old ladies. You know, for all I know, everybody knows about him. But he's just he's terrific. And we send some of his bits over to Australia to make sure that people know that we're not all hoo-hoo. really, I mean, they really appreciate it. And, of course, they love that accent.
Yeah.
So here's my question for you, a little bit similar to one I asked before. I was definitely around when Reagan did his amnesty, which is just, you know, hilarious to
yeah.
me. That
Where he legalized 3 million people, at least 3 million people.
But what he did, and we had a little chicken ranch back in the 40s and 50s, so, you know, everybody had to hide on the floor if we were whatever, because we had a couple of people that would come through seasonally and help. But what he did was, under pressure, he said he carved out for the big employers so they would be okay, or as we said down here in San Diego, so the Orange County people could have their housekeepers and their babysitters. And so what I want to know is, now I see that he's backtracked on, "Gee, grocery prices aren't going to go down." Well, my goodness, what a surprise.
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to do? Because egg and construction particularly are going to absolutely, everybody says, "Oh, it's going to be terrible for the economy." I'm going, yeah, he's going to find a way to weasel out of that, and they can hire all of the, you know, undocumented laborers that they want because nobody else is going to. I want your take, and I will be quiet, and I'm glad you used Pennsy Spices.
Yes. I don't know how this is going to play out, Katie, and I don't think anybody does. I mean, he's already starting to walk back Now they're saying that in fact, I was going to talk about this later on in the program. Now they're saying we're not going to separate families. And we never did, by the way. This is the new lie.
We never separated families.
And interestingly, in the Washington Post, I think it was today, there was an article about how the Biden administration has separated 83 families. But anyway, so I think they're just going to lie through their teeth. You know, when prices start going up and the recession happens, Donald Trump is going to be on TV every day saying the economy just got better. Look at this. And, you know, he's got this right wing echo chamber now where about 40% of Americans live basically in a media fact free zone. And
I live around them.
Yeah, Republicans can say anything they want. They can tell the most outrageous and egregious lies, and people believe them because they're amplified.
Still, I want to know what he's going to do about ag and construction.
Yeah, I don't know, Katie, and I know
they're going to keep their cheap labor.
I suspect so. I just don't know how this is going to play out, and
we'll wait and see, as you say.
Indeed, we will. Thank you, Katie, for the call. Great to hear from you. Yeah. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the Grown-Up Gift List with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the Grown-Up Gift List at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Luigi Mangione is this generation's Bonnie and Clyde and John Dillinger. And people don't, you know, the media is like, gee, why do people like this guy? Think about it. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah. Greatest radio station on planet Earth.
There you go.
Hey, the public reaction to the shooting of the healthcare CEO there, I'm reminded of a quote by Mark Twain, and he once said that I have never wished for anyone's death, but I have read a few obituaries in my time with a certain amount of glee.
I remember that quote.
I think that that just pretty much sums it up. That's all. That's all I got.
Okay, well, that's a good one, Bob. Thank you. That was worth waiting for. Thank you. Teresa in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Teresa, what's on your mind today? Teresa, I can't hear you. Maybe you're muted. Teresa going once. Teresa going twice. Cindy in Menominee, Wisconsin. Hey, Cindy, what's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my call. Just a couple of things I wanted to talk. Well, I wanted to have a little story about banks and my grandpa. My grandpa was had a small business, like starting before the Depression. But anyway, when he finally retired, like in the late 60s, maybe even 1970, he sold his business for quite a bit of money, but he wouldn't put the money in the bank. He literally kept it in the house.
Yeah. My mom was not quite that far gone, but she, part of it was just, you know, the generation. I mean, she never had any accounts anywhere. You know, everything was in my father's name. But anyhow, back to you, Cindy.
But anyway, so there was that. We couldn't believe that he did it. We didn't know about it till much later.
Yeah.
But anyway, the whole corporate America thing, I have Republicans in my family. And, you know, they just will not accept that that's the problem. You know, they prefer to blame the woke left or immigrants, you know, for inflation and high prices and that sort of thing. But even here in rural Wisconsin, you can really see, you know, like, basically, you know, everybody pretty much shops at Walmart. I read that Walmart is the biggest grocery retailer in the country and, you know, don't really support their small businesses. But here, this was like really a farming community, dairy farms, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I first moved to this area 30 years ago, like every little town had its creamery. I mean, like there's like a small town every 7 miles or so. And then gradually over the years, they either got bought up by corporations or just plain went out of business. And I have a relative that when they sold their dairy cows a few years ago, they were one of only four dairy farms left in the county. Wow. And it's a big county. I mean, there were like just driving from here to the next closest town, there's probably like 25 big dairy farms on that road. Mm-hmm. That are no longer family farms, but corporate farms and taken over.
Right.
And they really rely too on like migrant labor.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just everything has just changed so much. But I don't know what it is with Republicans. They just don't see that. They refuse to accept it.
No, they like that. Well, the individual Republican voters, yes, I agree with you, Cindy. The Republican power structure loves that. Every time, and my recollection may be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure I'm right, that there have been studies done showing that every time a Walmart opens in a community, an average of 110 stores go out of business, locally owned businesses.
Oh, I believe it. And I think when you drive through rural America now in all the little towns, there's like maybe a convenience store and a bar.
Yep.
And everything else is closed.
And there's a Walmart within 30 miles. Yep.
Yes, yes. I've read that everybody lives within a Walmart. I think there's
and a dollar
like
store.
That.
They're shopping at the dollar store.
And a dollar store.
And of course, we know that the biggest risk factor for becoming obese is eating ultra-processed foods. And what do you find in the food section in the dollar store? 100% ultra-processed foods. And, of course, you know, Walmart is very big on that, too. So, yeah, it's a terrible situation.
And the other thing is a lot of people, that's all they can afford.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Go to a farmer's market now. It costs, you know, it's not cheap anymore.
Oh, it's like boutique shopping. Yeah, no, I got it.
Exactly.
Cindy, I want to get one more call in here before the end of the hour. Thank you for the call. Excellent points. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind?
Oh, everything you're talking about. But you're talking about this rich kid who shot the CEO from United Healthcare as a Dillinger person. I'm thinking he's more like the hapless would-be assassin of Henry Clay Frick during the Homestead strike in 1892. This was a guy who was imported from Russia after he shamed them for being an anarchist, and they didn't like to have that in that situation. They sent him to America, where he immediately took up with Emma Goldman and thought he would help bring revolution here. And when the steelworkers were on strike in Pittsburgh, came all the way from somewhere like Massachusetts to try and assassinate the chairman of Carnegie Steel, Henry Clay Frick, managed to miss him. But he did manage to stab him a couple of times, but he couldn't hit him with the darn, you know, pistol that he brought in there. But my point is, this is a person who had no connection, really, with the working people who were, you know, affected by the situation in the steel mill and were on strike. And was just, you know, an ideologue who had no connection with them. Whatever happened with American workers was American workers doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And I have to say, this guy went to prison and he came out, you know, in the 1900s. He didn't do anything for anybody. And I think this kid is not a victim of health care because he's from a rich family. He can bypass the insurance people.
Unless he's been disowned. Or, you know, but who knows? We don't know enough about his story to conclude that. But that's a fascinating story, Susan. Thanks for sharing that with me. I was unaware of it. Thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of the break here.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will be live in Seattle, Washington for a special preview of the Packers taking on the Seahawks. Trigby Olson joins me live, as well as our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An American who vanished in Europe months ago has been found in Damascus. Travis Timmerman, ABC's James Longman in Syria.
The Missouri native was found walking barefoot in the street following the fall of the Assad regime after rebel fighters broke him out of prison where he'd been held for 7 months.
I was imprisoned in a cell by myself, and in the early morning of this Monday, or the Monday of this week, They took a hammer and they broke my door down.
Timmerman vanished from Hungary earlier this year and says he was arrested after illegally crossing into Syria from Lebanon on a Christian pilgrimage.
Since the rebel coup, Syrians are looking through prisons. His family hopes they'll find the missing American journalist, Austin Tice, who disappeared in 2012. The man charged with killing the UnitedHealthcare chief executive was not a client of the medical insurer and may have targeted it because of its size and influence as a senior NYPD official. Wall Street had a down day. This is ABC News. New rules from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau